In Chicago, many residents say they are concerned about crime and public safety, issues that are bound to influence the vote for mayor next week. There is a crowded field, 9 candidates, including the incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot. And if no one gets 50%, it will go to a runoff. Let's bring in Mariah Wolfel of member station WBEZ. Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
You spoke in the course of your reporting to voter Sherry Allen Reeves. She is 60, lives on Chicago's South Side. Let's take a listen to her.
There's a tendency for us to sometimes operate in a state of fear, of, you know, always looking over your shoulders when you're in the gas station. So crime is top of mind. And just, you know, how do we deal with this?
Mariah, your station has polled voters. Do a lot of them echo Sherry's fears?
Yeah, I would say the vast majority of voters say crime is going to be a determining factor in who they vote for. And it's been a huge factor in this race. One of the candidates described the issues that he's running on as public safety, public safety, public safety. That's Paul Vallis, who's running to the right of Lightfoot, whose solution is to put more police officers on the streets. You have Lightfoot, who's tried to do that and has also tried to boost money for violence prevention and violence intervention. And then, you know, she's really being hit from all sides of the Democratic political spectrum. You have Brandon Johnson to her left, who's a progressive candidate, who, you know, has previously said defunding the police is a political goal, but I think has made a political calculation to shy away from that slogan, but still saying that, you know, the city needs to spend its money that it does spend on police better while trying to address, you know, root causes of violence.
Mariah, let me ask you a little bit more about the incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Has she been able to retain the support of Chicagoans, or is she struggling in the polls now?
Well, Lightfoot is struggling in the polls, and she has a big challenge ahead of her. She has had a rough 4 years, as every other big city mayor has, with the pandemic and a rise in crime that cities across the country have also grappled with. Lightfoot has had public battles with teachers over when to return to school after the pandemic. She's fought with police officers over mandating that they get a COVID-19 vaccine to return to work. And she's a tough negotiator, and that's something she owns, but it's something that her critics will say has prevented her from getting stuff done. And she's faced backlash from progressives who voted her into office and say she hasn't made good on some promises to reform the police, to push for an elected school board, to prioritize environmental justice. And so she is working hard, but she's got challenges ahead.
Mariah, you have reported that voters' views on crime and policing in Chicago differ depending on race. What did you find?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that the top issue for Black voters in Chicago was criminal justice reform, whereas the top issue for white voters was public safety. And so those are two major issues that Chicago's dealing with. We're under a federal consent decree to reform our police department after it was found that police officers had violated the civil rights of Black and brown Chicagoans for decades. And that's something that critics say Lightfoot hasn't made enough progress on. But the movement for police reform is coinciding with a real fear of this rise in crime that is affecting, has long affected Black and brown communities, but is affecting the entire city.
All right. And before I let you go, just coming back to Paul Vallis, you mentioned him at the start, I believe the only white candidate. Is he also a front runner at this point?
Absolutely. He has the support of Chicago's biggest police union, and he, despite a failed mayoral bid in 2019, where there were multiple white candidates in the race, he has emerged as a front runner and is being painted as a real threat.
That is Mariah Wolfel. She covers city government for member station WBEZ in Chicago. Mariah, thanks.
Thanks so much.